place, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a very special guest in the show. Welcome to the show, Alina Z.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
You know, I felt like we had such a divine meeting. We met at a party in LA, and you were so sweet to give me an impromptu reading. And your words have stuck with me, that if I just surrender and have fun, I will attract more business and more money. And your words ring in my head.
So,
not only are you a world-renowned health coach, you're also a psychic. So I know you don't lead with that, but I really appreciated you sharing that download with me. And I'm so excited to share you with my audience. So let me tell you guys about Alina. She's amazing. She is an award-winning board-certified health coach. She's also a certified Chopra life coach, and she's a detox specialist. She's a former chef, and she's created the number one diet in America, according to Harper's Bazaar magazine. I can't wait to find out what that number one diet in America is. She was inspired when she went on a cruise with Dr. Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay to enroll and study nutrition at the world-famous Institute of Integrative Nutrition. She realized there was a lack of connection between nutrition and the key to a happy life. Her mission as a coach is to help you pursue your passions and discover that food can be healthy, delicious, you can have it on a budget, and it can be quick and easy. So it does not have to be hard. But I want to go all the way back to your origin story. Tell my audience the amazing story of growing up in Russia, leaving Russia, the Quaker school. Like, let's go all the way back to the beginning, because you truly have a very intense and dramatic origin story that not a lot of people have heard on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm happy to share, because I have lived so many different lives. When I was born, we were homeless and we were very poor for several years, poor to the way that my mom had only one pair of boots and she had to fix them, but she could not take them to the store because she had nothing to come home in. And, you know, it was a life as that for a couple of years. Then we were middle class and normal. And then my parents had an idea, and they were very brave. In late 1980s, they created a business. And by 1995, we were the third richest family in Russia. CNN came to us in 1992, and they did a story on us. And in 1992, they said our net worth was $100 million.
Wow.
I grew up as a teenager with bodyguards and chauffeurs and everything done for me. And then when I was 15, I realized I couldn't even go on a date. My first date was with the guy I liked, my best friend, his best friend, and a bodyguard behind us. And a lot of people work so hard to make money. And I'm here to tell you, like, once you make so much money, you don't even have a freedom to do what you want. And so as a kid, I felt like that movie Coming from America, where everybody sees what you're doing. And I thought, if I continue living here, I will be known as my parents' daughter. And my dad in that CNN video said, I want to create a company that my daughter will take over when she grows up. And I'm like, no. And I mean, how many people do you know who go, do you want $100 million inheritance? Oh, no, thanks. I'm going to do it my way. So I enrolled in first in Swiss school. I went to Swiss school, which I did not like at all. I did not have any freedom. And then I went to Quaker school. And I have to tell anybody who's looking for school, Quaker school was the biggest gift. There was no bullying in school. Everybody was calling each other first names. Even the teachers, you call them Bob, you call them John. You never call anybody by their last name because we're all the same. And the meetings for worship were sitting across from each other. And if you want to speak. God was speaking through you. You would get up and speak. So it was really casual, and I never told anybody I was rich, but people could kind of tell. But then, woohoo, we lost all the money. And I worked for $4.25 an hour at a library. My mom worked for $6 an hour at Michael Arts and Crafts store, and she moved here after me. So I moved here first, then my mom moved here, and she left everything, and everything was taken from us. And, you know, we were still happy. We were still happy. We had our family, my mom and me and my grandmother, and we were okay. And then we just worked hard. I went to school, first community college, then state college, then got a scholarship from Parsons School of Design, and then climbed the corporate ladder. Did all the right things everybody tells you to do just to find myself on top. So totally burned out, you know, your specialty, working with clients. I was at every single party in DC. I was in every single magazine every month. I had my BMW convertible. I had a great job, and I was so miserable and overweight and tired and getting sick all the time.
That's the American dream. You were the vice president of marketing.
Yeah.
You had the BMW and all the stuff, but you were 20 pounds overweight. So what did you realize that you had to do to lose the 20 pounds and change your lifestyle? Like, what was your turning point?
So the turning point was Wayne Dyer saying, don't die with your music in you. If you have a song, if you want to do something, if you want to say something, do it. And I thought, well, what is it that I like to do for free? And I realized I love learning about food, and I love helping people, because every time I would learn something, I would tell somebody something about it. And so I decided to go to nutrition school, quit my job, and start over again and become a health coach. And I did that, and which, you know, people think you'll lose weight right away, which I didn't. I saw that it just, even though I knew everything I needed to know, it didn't fit me. And only when I figured out what was my fit, it's not doing the right thing, not being on the right diet, eating the clean food. It is about finding your perfect fit. So I founded my company, Couture Nutrition, to help women find their perfect fit for them. Nobody else can tell you what to eat but your body. Your body is so much smarter than you. Like, think about it. Your body breathes right now on its own. Your heart beats on its own. Your body is doing all the things right now, moving the blood to the right cells on her own.
Exactly.
How wise are our bodies? So that's been my journey. And then I decided to pursue more in life coaching to understand more of how to help people change their mindset, bring my fashion background into that so I can teach people how to wear and dress the clothes that really inspire them. But it all starts with food, because no matter what you wear, no matter what you think, if you're putting garbage in your body and if you're sick because of those thoughts, you cannot enjoy the clothes, you cannot enjoy the relationship, you cannot enjoy the money. It all starts with the breath, with the thoughts, with the food, and with the water. So,
now, what inspired you to go on that cruise with Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer?
Oh, you're going to geek out on this one. I met a woman at an event. I was at this Capital Speakers Club, and we decided to go to lunch. And we just, for the first time, we're talking. And she tells me how she was sick and she was getting surgery. And I go to see her after her surgery. We just met. Like, I go to her house. Her husband is like, okay, have fun. And we're like, she's like, what, do you want to go on a cruise with me with Wayne Dyer? And I'm like, sure. Like, I didn't know her, but I just felt compelled. Well, to cut, make the story short, I did a regression later on and I saw her as my little sister.
Oh,
and every time we see each other, I'm the big sister, even though she's older than me. Like, I feel like I have to take care of her. So we just went. She just told me, you want to go? And I was like, yeah, why not?
Had you heard of Wayne Dyer?
Once I saw his book once at a lobby of a colonic specialist. Like, I was like, yeah, I love Wayne Dyer. Oh, sounds great. Like, I've heard of Louise Hay. Sure. And that was the most magical cruise in Alaska for a whole week. And I got to meet him and talk to him and, you know, see Louise Hay there. Oh, so many other amazing speakers. But it was so serendipitous. you just have to say yes to life when it feels, when you just feel like something in your body goes, yes, I want that. I want that.
Absolutely. Wow. So when we had lunch, you said that you don't eat dinner. You just eat lunch. So tell us about, I know everybody has their own unique diet, but what is your diet like? What do you follow?
So I have a very cool diet, and a lot of people go, oh my God, you eat that? And I cannot believe it myself. I wake up in the morning and I eat whatever I want. Like, honestly.
Your diet is whatever you want.
Whatever I want. I can have a chocolate croissant. Has to be organic. You know, no pesticides. I only eat food that's food, not, you know, poison. So I buy everything organic, clean. This is imported flour. Or I'll have a shake or whatever I feel like. Like, honestly. But the more butter on my toast, like, the better. And then for lunch, I also listen to my body. And usually my body will tell me I want protein, I want carbs. Like today I had potatoes and pasta and
wow.
And vegan steak and broccoli. And I just eat whatever my body wants.
Are you vegan?
No, I eat animal protein when my body craves it. So I listen to the cycle. The women, you know, menstrual cycle usually guides me when I need to eat animal protein. And I take bovine liver, which is ground up bovine liver in the supplement form. But what happens is magical because for my body type, my Ayurvedic body type and my mind type.
What is your Ayurvedic body type?
I am a Vata Pitta. So that means a lot of thoughts, a lot of head, you know, a lot of air and a lot of fire. So that's why I have a lot of energy and constant talking.
So explain what the three body types are to the audience because we haven't discussed the Ayurvedic body types yet.
Okay. So they're very cool. If you look out in the distance, you see air, you see grass, you see water, then you see land. And that's how we see the Ayurvedic body types. The top ones are air and space. The top one is called Vata, which is like winter body type where people usually are cold and dry. They think really fast. They're in their head a lot and their energy is going upwards. That's how I describe it the easiest way. They're usually thinner in the when they're younger, and that's how you know they're Vata. Like they cannot hold on to weight. Mm-hmm. And there's Pitta, which is a little lower. It is fire and water. So these people are moving forward. They have a lot of fire in them. They sweat a lot and they're usually more athletic and the energy is like, go, 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 go. Like your A type and they're muscular. And then the third type is a Kapha, which is more, it's water and earth. So it's more, grounded. It's more like mud. It's more like I want to sit on the couch and not do anything. And people talk slower with that body type. They usually thicker people, not necessarily overweight, but just thicker bones, like thicker people. And they're slower, they're more nurturing. And to balance each body type, you need to give it what it is missing.
Mm. Okay, so what is each one missing?
So like mine is air, right? And I have fire too. So I'm like going up and forward. I need grounding food. So grounding would be what grows in the earth. Potatoes. You know, starchy root vegetables, super grounding, fat, super, super nurturing. I need that to for my body to hear in the morning, we're not in famine, my love. We are fine. We have butter. We have carbs. We have everything. Fat and carbs together is like the best, most needed fuel. It's hardest to find in nature. So my body goes, oh, we are not in famine. Great. Then my body goes, well, we need grounding. We need food like protein and carbs. And we still need vegetables. So I had broccoli too. And then I satiate my body so much that by the evening, my body is just not hungry. Like she's so full and so fulfilled. And usually our metabolism as humans naturally slows down as we start producing the melatonin hormones so we can go to sleep. And so I start to create almost effortlessly a intermittent fasting. So if I eat lunch at noon and then maybe I'll have a piece of fruit or a snack around 2 and then I don't eat until 8 in the morning the next day, while I'm sleeping, my body is able to detox. My body is able to sleep. You're able to have so much more energy. You don't need coffee. I don't drink coffee. And I wake up and my boyfriend my fiance. He says, how much cocaine? Thank you. How much cocaine have you had this morning? But I wake up so refreshed because my body wasn't tired from processing all that late night dinners or snacking or whatever it is, because generally our digestion dies down after it turns dark. It's just the way our bodies are made. So for the other body types, if you're a pitta body type and you're more heat, right, your summer body type, you eat like you should be eating in the summer, cooling foods, fruits, things that have a lot of water content, cool you down and to lighten you up, right? And then for the kapha body type, that's a spring body type, we eat what we eat in spring, a lot of greens, asparagus, things that are light, things that give us that light energy, things that grow up towards the sky, because kapha is going towards the earth, right? So we need to balance the energy. For me, it's the food that grows into the earth. For kapha, it's the food that grows up like leafy greens. And for pitta, it's the fruit of the summer. So that's the easiest way to understand your own energy. And then you just balance it with the energy of whatever season you're missing.
This is fascinating. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how your food cravings are the gateway to your dreams. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am interviewing award-winning health coach, Alina Z. She has been a celebrity chef. She's been written up in all the magazines. So tell us, Alina, why are and how are food cravings the gateway to your dreams?
So this is one of my favorite things to do with clients, because they come to me and they'll say something like, I crave sugar. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see. What is your body and your soul telling you? What are they telling you with this craving? Because let's pretend that it is a gateway. Where would it take us? So we go down the rabbit hole and we ask, what is it that I'm actually craving? So my client says, and I'm going to use a particular client that I love sharing. She says, I love ice cream. I cannot stop eating ice cream. And I said, well, if I gave you gummy bears or ice cream, which one would you choose? She gives me ice cream. I said, you don't crave sugar. You see, because if you were craving sugar, you would crave gummy bears. But you're craving something else. So let's talk about it. Is it the cold in the ice cream? Is it the fat in the ice cream? Is it the creaminess of the ice cream? Is it the dairy in the ice cream? Because ice cream is made out of milk, and milk is made from cows, and cows give milk to their babies. And that is the biggest form of love. So is that what you crave?
I would have never thought that dairy equals love.
Yes. Wow. So she goes, oh my God, because I said, well, let's see what is there. She goes, I really crave the smooth and the fat. And I also crave the love. So we created a plan for her to see where, how she can satisfy those cravings. So where and when was she craving the ice cream? In the evenings after work. And we understood that she was working as a tutor. She was on the phone, on Zoom with clients, thinking. And because she was a good girl, like so many women are, she wasn't eating fat in the morning. And so her brain was starving for fat. Mm-hmm. And so the ice cream gave her the fat she was craving. So instead of that, we got her a coconut smoothie from Trader Joe's. It is like $3, has two ingredients, coconut water and coconut meat, ground up together. And it doesn't have any added sugar. She has the fat, she has the medium chain triglycerides that help you boost metabolism, help you boost your brain, and she doesn't crave ice cream.
She has that every morning?
She has it whenever she wants. I told her, have it in the morning, have it in the afternoon. Whenever your body craves that, don't stop. Oh, it's just a craving. Listen, what are you craving? If you're craving fat, give your body that. And then she started doing that, but she still felt she wanted ice cream. So we went in and, okay, well, let's look at the emotional thing. What does it give you? It gives her the love. And so I made her go on Bumble and made her swipe. And she got a boyfriend. And she's so happy when she's texting with her boyfriend. She does not have those cravings anymore. She'll eat ice cream whenever she feels like it. When she feels sad, she needs nourish, like this, you know, nurturing mommy's energy, she'll eat ice cream. Or she will call a boyfriend. But, you know, if we eat ice cream sometimes, like once in a while, it's not a problem. Like, you want ice cream, eat ice cream. It becomes a problem when you have it every single day and you cannot stop.
Right. And
in my fridge, I have ice cream from weeks ago. I have to throw it out because it goes bad. I have chocolate that goes bad because I forget to eat it. Like, if you told me that 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that I could have any kind of sugar in my house and forget about it and not crave it, I'd be shocked. But the reason why I needed it was because I didn't have enough fat. I was a goody-goody girl who was eating her, you know, fat-free yogurt in the morning and her little salad with a dressing, the little protein. But my body needed fat as a Vata body type. The more butter and bread I eat in the morning, the more weight I lose. If I don't
know.
Because
European women are doing. I mean, they're eating croissants. They're not paranoid of eating carbs like Americans are. They're eating croissants with butter on them and eating chocolate, and they're still losing weight. So how is it that the American women think that if they eat like 5 grams of carbs, they're going to gain weight, and the European women are not so focused on it and they stay thin?
So I'll give you two answers for that. One is our carbs, our wheat is laced with pesticides, glyphosate. A lot of people are allergic to glyphosate when you cannot digest the way our gluten is being, not raised, but grown, is grown. It's just not the same ingredients. So a lot of Americans go to Europe, they eat the same carbs, they lose weight. A lot of Europeans come to America, they eat the same carbs, they gain weight. So if you're eating your carbs, you have to make sure they're organic, they're imported, they're not laced with all of the toxins that we have in America. And then the second reason, which is super, super important, is think of the animal kingdom. If there is a gazelle that is being chased by a tiger, a gazelle is not going to stop and be like, oh, let me see if I can do something that's pleasurable and lose weight. No, gazelle is in a survival mode. And
right.
We are in the survival mode during our day and we starve ourselves. Your body thinks there's a famine. There's a famine. If there's no fat in the morning, the body goes, the next time you give me fat, I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that fat because who knows when you're going to feed me next. And that's why a lot of times I tell people with detoxification, the reason why my diet was number one was because I gave people carbs. I gave people fat. I gave them sugar. And it was all clean, organic, you know, fruit, not sugar, like candy bars. But we had chocolate that was amazing, chocolate truffles that was sweetened with organic dates. And people were like, wow, I can relax. I can relax. The minute your body, the muscles relax on your belly, the lymph system can start going. The lymph system can get rid of the garbage. Your body's hormones change because the stress turns on genes, turns off genes. The stress affects us so much. When we tighten things, we cannot release weight. Like, it's just not possible. When we're in survival mode, we're in survival. We're not in thrival. We cannot detox when we are in stress mode. It's just the way it is. And so it's very important to relax. And it just happens that for my body type, it relaxes when I have butter and bread and my body goes, we're not in famine. I can relax and do whatever I need to do. And when we get to the night, my body is not burdened with food and she can do all the cleaning, all whatever.
Your boyfriend, your fiance now wants to take you out on a fancy dinner date in Beverly Hills. Do you eat?
So good question. I eat dinner once a week. I ask him that we have the earliest reservation they can offer.
So what's the earliest you've ever gone to a restaurant?
The earliest?
Yeah, 4:30, 5.
If they let me 4:30 or 5, you know, sometimes.
That's the early bird special and you're so young.
Yeah, but I love it. And you know, when we go out to eat in the evening, like if we had an event, somebody invited us, I just won't eat. I will just sit there and I will get something so that people don't feel, you know, uncomfortable. And I'll tell them, listen, I just don't eat after when it's dark and I will take it to go and I'll have it for my lunch.
Yeah.
And it also gives people power to themselves. They go, wow, she can do whatever she wants. I'm going to do whatever I want. So there's no more hard mentality like, oh, I have to do what everyone else is doing. And frankly, like, why would it matter to somebody else what I'm putting in my body? If it makes me happy, I should do it. If it makes somebody else happy to do something else, they should do it as long as they don't hurt themselves and they don't hurt me. And by doing what I want, it gives freedom to other people. So I feel like it's a double whammy. And I still go out, like we will have a drink, you know, sometimes I'll have Prosecco once a week, maybe twice a month. I don't do it out of like, oh my gosh, I have to, like rigidity. I do it out of pleasure, out of joy. I honestly am so full. Like right now I had this huge lunch. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be hungry for tonight's dinner, but I might sometimes have a bone broth around 5, just if I didn't get enough protein. I try to get 50 grams of protein a day at least. So a bone broth will work, and it's also collagen source, and it's hot and it's soothing. So that works for me. But also I save so much money on not going out to dinner, not buying groceries. I can afford all the shoes I want.
That's hilarious. My husband and I were having dinner last night, and I ate dinner half, he was halfway done with his dinner and I was totally finished. And he says, why do you eat so fast? And I'm like, I don't know. Like my mom says the same thing. How can you tell someone like me who eats too fast, how to slow down and actually like enjoy the food rather than just like shoveling it down?
Well, I would go the same route. I would ask you, well, what would happen if you just slow down? If we sat there and I asked you, what is so uncomfortable about slowing down? Because when we do coaching, I put you into that space where you feel your body and you imagine what's happening. And your body might say, well, what if I don't finish? Someone else will finish it and there's not enough for me. Or I don't have enough time, whatever that belief is, or I didn't have enough food early, I was starving all day, so I need to satisfy that need as soon as possible. So in order to stop something, we need to understand what is your body telling you by eating fast. And I used to eat fast, and my best friend would eat very slow, and I realized there was this belief that I have to get somewhere. Like, yes. Constant urgency.
It's the type A, let's get it done, go, 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 go. He eats really slow. He doesn't have that. He's probably a kapha or whatever, but yeah, he doesn't have the urgency in his DNA that I do.
So then you would ask yourself, what if you just sat here your whole life and never got anything done? Ever. What is so scary about not getting things done? What is the scariest thing? Is it the people who will say in, you know, in the first grade, they were faster than you, and they would say, oh, we're faster than you. You're a biggest loser. And so there is this desire to be bigger and faster than someone
first. Well, it also started in grade school because we were all very obsessed with Foursquare. And it was like a race because whoever ate the lunch fastest got to start the Foursquare game, like with the ball. So I feel like, the most formative years, age 5 through 12,
yes,
I train myself to eat fast.
Right. So I will tell you this. I would ask you to go to the store, like any department store. You can go to Target if you want. And go to the kids department and try on shoes for a girl who is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. Just try on those shoes and see how uncomfortable they will be. And in that moment, imagine yourself, you're not that little girl, and why you're wearing the same shoes, and your body will be like, oh, they don't fit me anymore. And so you have to do the same exact thing and put on the visual of the food and imagine yourself eating very fast and then putting the fork down and say, I'm not that little girl anymore. That doesn't fit me anymore. That belief just doesn't fit me. And every day you might have to train yourself to take off those shoes, those emotional shoes. But it is just the same. We all wear, clothes, whatever I call them, beliefs of other people. They're not ours. When we were little babies, we were here with blank slate, and then we'd learn things from others. And just like we return clothes that no longer fit, I advise my clients to return the thoughts and beliefs that no longer fit. So it could be, I have this form that I created. You can say, return to sender, or return to, you know, to a store, whatever makes you feel good, and say, dear fifth grade, sixth grade friend, your belief that the first person will get to play is no longer fitting me. I would like to return it. And you literally write it, you can mail it, you know, you can put it somewhere, you can burn it. But getting really clear that it doesn't fit you anymore and is just the same as those shoes. And just practice it. It will take some time, but I used to talk really fast. And I realized it was because my father never had time for me. So in order to get his attention, you had to be very fast and loud so he would pay attention.
Wow.
Yeah. So when I realized that, I started to slow down because I don't care if he pays attention to me or not. I pay attention to me. And it took some practice, and here I am, you know.
Well, this has been very interesting. I'm going to slow down how I eat and report back to you, Alina. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we can release weight by eating more and doing less. We'll be right back. Thanks, guys. We are so happy you're here. This is where it's about to get really juicy. I am interviewing top health coach Alina Z, and she's going to tell us how we can release weight by eating more and doing less.
Yes. So this goes back to that survival mechanism. When we are constantly in the survival mode, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do something. We are raising our cortisol levels. We are in that survival mode. We cannot be in survival and detox. It just doesn't work. Your body cannot release when it's trying to hold on. Mm-hmm. I think the energy of survival is to hold on. The energy of losing weight is releasing weight, because all of the extra weight is stored somewhere. It takes energy for the body to release that storage. So what I tell my clients, the number one thing that I always tell everybody, because everybody has the same challenge, is when you are ready to eat, you put whatever you want on your plate and then double your plate. You double it by making the second half the same amount green, whatever greens, whatever vegetables, leafy vegetables. So it can be, you know, spinach, broccoli, kale, can be purple cabbage, even though it's not green, but whatever leafy vegetables, making half of that and then eating the vegetables first and then eating whatever you normally eat. And what happens is your brain sees so much food, so much abundance, and you're not anymore in the stress and survival. And then when you eat the greens, it literally scrubbing your colon. When people eat this way, they go to the bathroom so much because you just keep moving things. Again, looking at Ayurveda, when we eat greens is in a springtime. And during the winter, we usually bulk up because, you know, it's cold outside. We're eating a lot of heavy food. We don't move as much. And then all the leafy vegetables help us release the weight. So eating more of that, in addition to what you're already eating, will often stop people from finishing the original meal because they got the bulk. And a lot of times people are starving themselves for nutrients, and chlorophyll is so important to clean your blood. It's very close to molecular structure of the blood. Chlorophyll is found in those leafy greens. So you're giving your body so much nutrition. A lot of times people eat, but they don't actually have the nutrients that they need. They get the macros, but they don't get the micronutrients. And we have to have both. We can't just do green juices all day. And, you know, it's not going to work for a long time either. So it's about the balance. And that's what I've seen works the best for clients, is eating a lot of greens, doubling their meals with greens, and doing less. What I mean by doing less is slowing down. And
yeah, slowing down. I think that's something we all are working on, especially the people listening to this show who want to overcome burnout. How can we slow down? You know, in Japan, they don't even, if you ate while walking, whether it's an ice cream or a protein bar or even a smoothie, that is taboo. You have got to be seated and still to eat. But Americans are so go, 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 go. How can they, like you said, be in releasing weight mode if they're like eating on the run and doing everything on the run?
I will tell you a little bit, segue, quick little story, and I think you will see how it works with the same thing. My mom once adopted an orphanage. And when we went to visit it, they told us there was a little girl who was 10 years old and she would pee her pants. And so they told her, we're going to give you this big skirt, this long skirt all the way down to the floor. And now you are a queen, and queens don't pee their pants. And she stopped. And what we are never taught as little girls, we can be queens. We don't need to get everything done. There's a whole universe working with us. If we connect to the universe, if we slow down, if we listen to our intuition, we will get so much more. But when we're moving, doing, we can't hear everything. We say prayers when we talk to God, meditation when God talks to us. So when I slow down, I remember I'm a queen. I'm going to move like a queen. I'm going to walk like a queen. And the universe is going to treat me as such, because when we show up as a certain archetype, the whole world reflects the same story that we're projecting. So if you're projecting you're a queen and everything gets done, the universe will reflect it back to you. I actually have a 12-day program that I run clients through where they try on every single archetype in a hero's journey. And they see when they put that archetype, like people treat them so differently, and you literally get more done by doing less. When you dress to show your inner world, you don't have to talk. You don't have to persuade anybody. When I show up at an event, I know exactly what is the story my outfit is telling. People come up to me and they're like, who are you? What do you do? I don't have to go and introduce myself anymore, because I know how to do the nonverbal communication. So when you align yourself with that energy, you don't have to do things. You attract things. And life becomes so much easier, so much more fun.
So not only do we lose weight by doing less, we can achieve more success by doing less. When we align with the universe, we become magnetic, which is what I teach in my 7 pillars of abundance. When you have all 7 pillars of your life aligned, you will attract and be magnetic. So what do you think my Ayurvedic constitution is?
Well, you're definitely Pitta. You know, there's no doubt. You're just moving forward. moving.
And it could be Pitta Kapha, or it could be Pitta Vata, though. I've heard both.
You could be all tri-dosha. You know, there's a quiz on my website that I offered. It is really good to know what your body type is. And then the way you test it is you try it on. You just try it on and you see, if I'm going to eat like a pizza, how is it going to work? And if it gives you more energy and you don't need coffee and you just feel so happy. Because honestly, Rebecca, when we're thinking, okay, I need to get somewhere. And then what? What's going to happen once you get there? Like, is there a there? Like, there's no there. We'll never arrive there, because there will be another there. There will be another.
Yes, and we're like the donkey chasing the carrot, and we keep putting our success ahead of us instead of appreciating who we are. But there are some nutritionists that say coffee has a lot of antioxidants. It's got some benefits to it. Are you totally against coffee?
So you have to check which type of coffee. I buy brands that guarantee there's no mold. I make sure that I buy coffee in whole grain, whole bean, and I don't drink coffee, but I do coffee enemas.
Oh boy, yeah, that's not going to happen.
I used to do them often when I had challenges.
You do coffee the other way.
Yeah, it's Starbucks. But I don't do it anymore. I haven't done it at least for a couple of months.
I call that Starbucks. I'm just kidding.
It is Starbucks. That's what Wayne Dyer called it. Nothing wakes you up like Folgers in your butt. But again, it's not for everybody. I needed to do it and I did. Now I drink coffee. I'll do like affogato and I'll do it like once every 6 months. But I just don't need coffee because I have so much energy. I unleashed energy. The energy is already within us. And what I want to really drive home, is the answers are all in us. And what you said, whatever happened in those formative years is still dangling the carrot. And what I did for you as a reading, I can see clients, what's their soul DNA. When you know your soul DNA and you know your triggers, you can use them again as a gateway. You know, oh my gosh, like I have this archetype, a hero and explorer archetype that keep going. Like I can talk hours with no coffee. And my new father who adopted me, he thought I was on cocaine when he first met me. He told my mom, she's like, you know, your daughter does drugs. And my mom was like, no. And he said, nobody can be this happy and talk this fast. But that's my nature. And knowing how to work with the nature so it doesn't consume me and doesn't make my life harder. And at the same time, using the nature to propel me, because we all have gifts. We all have these amazing gifts we don't even know about. And we all have our pains. And we all, if I do this, then this pain from the childhood comes back and it's so scary. And a lot of people don't want to go there alone. And that's what I do. People come to me to lose weight and then they end up going into the deepest parts of themselves that they didn't even know existed, healing those themselves. And then with my guidance, and then one of my clients, she's 51 when we started working together. She's mom of two, married. Marketing business, burned out. We went into food, figured out what she needed to eat. And make a story short, last Friday was her first rock band show.
She was in a rock band?
She quit marketing, started a rock band. She started singing, started writing songs because that was in her. That was a voice in her. And now she's not rushing. She's not getting tired. She's doing what was meant for her. So if we just align with what's inside of us and we eat good quality food when our body needs it, everything is just gonna work.
Is that how we have more energy without crashing?
Yeah. I mean, remember when you were a little girl and your parents had to drag you home to eat because you had so much energy, you wanted to play, and food was not even a thing. You were like, no, I don't want to eat. I want to play. We forgot time. Like, time just stood still. We could play all day. That's because we were aligned, and we got so much done. And then we started going and doing things other people told us to do. And then we started going into that if I do that, then I will have that. And when I have that, then I'll be happy. And that's a scam because you'll never be happy by pushing yourself hard, by starving yourself, by guilting yourself. A lot of women hate themselves into losing weight so they can love themselves. And you can never hate yourself enough to love yourself. You cannot starve yourself. It's just not fair. Your body, you know, whether you and I decide to have kids or not, it's our choice, but we get to have this portal to transport a soul into a physical realm. Like, how incredible are we? If we just get aligned, like the baby doesn't go, oh, I want to get out of this womb less than 9 months and be perfectly healthy and just hit the road running. Like, it takes 9 months. There's no rush. And the way women get pregnant is they have fun, they have a good time, and then the universe does its part, and then you eat whatever your body craves. You listen to your body, and your body does all the magic. Like, it's incredible how magical we are.
We are magical. You are magical. I would love my audience to be able to stay in touch with you. What is your website so we can figure out our dosha, and where are you hanging out on social?
Yeah, I am alinaz.com, A-L-I- ALINAZ is a zebra. .com and my social media is Life Chef Alina, because I teach people how to make a delicious life, not just food. I want people to have a delicious life that they don't need an escape from. And when people crave ice cream, it's because they want their life to be sweet.
You want them to crave their life, not the ice cream.
I want them to feel like they did when they were kids, when their parents had to bribe them to eat, when they just enjoyed life. We already have it in us.
I feel like I was already addicted to sugar when I was a kid.
Well, but it's normal because sugar is meant to be addictive. It's totally normal. It's a drug. Sugar is a huge drug. But imagine you are so fulfilled, but sugar gives you energy. You see, if you get energy from fat,
yeah.
Then you don't need sugar because you're already there. Like somebody asked Deepak Chopra, do you drink or do you drugs? He's like, no, I have it inside. And like Dali said, I am drugs.
Who said I am drugs?
Salvador Dali.
Amazing. Like I am the party.
Yeah.
I don't need the party. I am the party.
I will tell you a trick that is so trippy. I don't know if I sometimes think everybody can do this, maybe not, but I'll just tell you. Pretend like you already had the ice cream and you already had the drugs and you already had the alcohol. Now, I've never done drugs except for weed, so I don't exactly know how that feels. But I would pretend like I had drinks and I'd be like, oh my God, I am not afraid of anything. Life is awesome. I'd be like, how cool is my hand? It's moving. Like I just like geek out and it's already in us.
It is.
It's already in us.
The magic is already in us for sure. I don't need to pretend that I'm effed up because I'm sober 21 years, but I know how to feel connected and feel the magic and like I did when I was a little kid. And that really resonates with me. So one more time, tell us about your website and the quiz because you guys are going to want to take it. What is your website?
ALINAZ.com and there is the in the menu it says quiz. So just take it and see what your dosha is. You will have like if you find out that you know some women are overweight and they come to me and I tell them you are not kapha. They think they're kaphas because they're heavier, but I tell them you're actually vata. You're the skinny body type who is out of balance, who looks like kapha. But yeah, it's like, think about it. If you were an acorn or if you were an apple, in the beginning, they might look the same. Then later, they might look the same, but they will never have the same fruit. Like once you were an acorn, you'll never make apples. If you were a skinny body type, you just are out of balance. When you eat more butter, being overweight, it can. Again, I cannot give directions and instructions to somebody I've never worked with because we do a lot of personal.
Right. This podcast is not a medical, we're just here talking. We're not giving any medical advice.
This is not medical advice. But with the clients that I've worked with in the past, I found that a lot of them think they are overweight body type, but they're actually the skinny body type out of balance. And by eating more fat, they lose weight.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a delight. We'll definitely hang out the next time I come to LA. And thank you everybody for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. We are starting a movement showing people that you can achieve success and happiness without the burnout. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.